different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
My guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone. We're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world. And you know, there are two very basic views of the world. Either, Sydney, there are political forces in the world, political in view, and financial forces that are running things. Or God is
called,
involved in
SWR, plan. Standing wave.
You can't have it both ways. Either God is real, he has an effect on what's going on in the world, we're living in prophetic times, or it's simply a series of geopolitical effects. And, of course, we're told on the news this morning that the rocketing from Gaza by Hamas continues against Israel, and Israel, of course, will continue responding. And yet, of course, the whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill. Israel could stop the missile attack simply by cutting off the water and gas and electricity and food supplies, which have to come through Israel to Gaza, and the government of Gaza would stop Hamas doing what it's doing. But you see, they don't do that. Israel continues supplying their enemies, so their enemy can continue rocketing them, and then Israel can respond by rocketing Hamas. And this is a prelude to a much larger war in that area. But nobody's pointing this out, other than those few people who understand. We are involved in a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But if Israel wanted to stop the rocketing today, all they would have to do would be to stop supplying gasoline and water and food and energy, electricity to Gaza, and the rocketing would stop. Well, certainly Pastor Billy has done a wonderful job of analyzing what's going on here in the end time. And his series, the prophetic times, we carry this, and there are about nine of them. You really want to get them, and you want to watch them over and over and get other people to watch them. So, Pastor Billy, you pick up the story, your analysis of what's going on in the world today.
Well, and you know, we talked several times before, Dr. Monte, that, you know, it's hard for people to get a grasp of what's really going on and certainly even make sense of it all. By way of using the analogy of if somebody gave you a 1,000-piece puzzle set and it was all just a bunch of flowers, but you didn't know that, just a 1,000-piece puzzle set, but somebody gave it to you without the picture, without the lid on the box. So all you got is a bunch of these pieces, very intricate, and they all pretty much somewhat look the same, and you could probably eventually do it, but it sure would go a lot faster if you had the cover so you can get a picture of what it's supposed to look like. And that's what you get with the scripture, with the Bible. A lot of these individual puzzle pieces, what's going on with Israel, what's going on with the world economies, what's going on with all these economic unions that are popping up all over the planet, what's going on with this the UN, what's going on with even in our own country, and why do the leaders, it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, keep pushing globalism and one world government and surrendering our sovereignty as a nation and freedoms as a people? Well, none of that will make sense unless you have the cover of the box of the puzzles, and that's in the Bible. And the Bible says that it's you're heading towards the last days. In the last days, this is what you can expect: a one-world religion, a one-world economy, a one-world government, and the mark of the beast. And certainly Israel is God's timepiece. You want to know how close we're getting? We don't know the day nor the hour. The scripture is very clear. But we know we're getting close when you see Israel, as the scripture prophesies, that they will become a source of conflict for the whole world. Folks, you turn on your TV, that's what you're seeing every single day. Little bitty, teeny, teeny, tiny Israel is a conflict to the whole world. We know that that's also going to be the place where the Antichrist will make a peace treaty with the people of Israel for 7 years, and that's the very event that Daniel predicted would start the seven-year tribulation. Where does everybody want peace right now? Turn on your news. Once again, it's Israel. All this was prophesied over 2,000 years ago, folks, and it's happening before our very eyes. But again, it's not going to make sense unless you get into the Bible and see the cover and see where each piece and how it all plays in with that. And one piece I want to talk about today is the big hot topic is the mark of the beast. You know, a lot of people don't realize just how close we are to the fulfillment of even that one. Certainly with Israel, and we see that, and we see, you know, the one world government, and we see the economies coming together as one and all that stuff. But I don't know if people really realize just how far they have progressed with this mark of the beast system, because that's what's going to happen. We're not only going to be, the world is not only going to be under the full authority, the governmental authority, and even the economy of the Antichrist. We see that in Revelation 13. But ultimately, he's going to tie that authority, he's going to tie that economy, the finances on the global scale, into some sort of marking system that will control what people buy and sell. And this is what the text says. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark. And so, again, I don't think, Dr. Monteith, people realize just how close we are for this. In fact, they've been preparing us for this. In fact, you look at the younger generations, and they want this. And the reason why is because Hollywood, the educational system, has done a masterful job of conditioning people to think that this technology is exactly what we need. And I just want to share some of the few proofs, folks. This has been going on for quite some time. And not just in the media. We expect that. But, folks, even our school system, the secular education system, has been preparing the minds of the younger generations to accept this reality, that you will not be able to do anything. You will not be able to buy and sell unless you have some sort of marking device specifically in your hand or in your forehead. But as far back as 1973, senior scholastics introduced to school-age children the concept of buying and selling using numbers inserted into their forehead. This was in 1973, in September, and it was in a feature. You can check this out, folks. It's called Who is Watching You? And it's a high school journal, and listen to this quote. They wrote, even back then in 1973, to prepare people's minds to receive this. All buying and selling in the program will be done by computer. No currency, no change, no checks. In the program, people would receive a number that had been assigned to them tattooed in their wrist or forehead. The number is put on by laser beam and cannot be felt. The number in the body is not seen with the naked eye and is as permanent as your fingerprint. All items of consumer goods will be marked with a computer mark. The computer outlet in the store, which picks up the number on the items at the checkout stand, will also pick up the number in the person's body.
Hold that thought, Pastor. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment. But they're preparing us for the point where we need to buy ourselves to wear the mark of the beast.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
And the idea that they are preparing us for the fact that the time will come, you'll either bind or sell, you'll be known by the number of your name. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what Snowden has actually revealed. They're watching us. They have a number for everybody. Everybody is cataloged. They're listening to all of our telephone conversations. They're watching everything we do. They're watching everything we buy. There are records on everything electronically today as we move towards this point where we will either be able to buy or sell. Thus, we wear the mark of the beast. Pastor Billy, pick up the story.
Well, again, Dr. Monteith, it was back in 1973 when I quoted from in Senior Scholastics. And a secular high school journal, and this is, you know, going out in the schools, preparing the minds of the younger generations to go ahead and just submit to this. This is the great thing. And, in fact, let me continue on. It only talked about how as the computer outlet in the store, which picks up the number on the items at the checkout stand, but it will also pick up the number in the person's body and automatically total the price and deduct the amount from the person's, quote, special drawing rights account. So that means also, even back then, they were preparing people to not only receive a mark in order to buy and sell, specifically in the hand or the forehead, but also notice that how the finance is going to work at that time that they were predicting. You would have a special drawing rights account. So that means somebody's going to control the money for you, and it's all electronic. Folks, this is all happening. In fact, in the very next year, Linus Pauling, he's a Nobel Prize winner, he suggested on record that a, quote, mark be tattooed on the foot or forehead of every young person. 1980, in the U.S. News World Report, they warned back then, folks, that the federal government was contemplating national identity cards without which no one could work or conduct business. Folks, that's going on as we speak. Okay, that was back in 1980, they warned about that. 1981, the Denver Post, Sun reported, listen, that chip implants could someday replace ID cards. But wait a second, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't first force us to get a national identity card that we couldn't work or conduct business and then switch to we need to go ahead and get some sort of implant inside you. Of course, folks, it's a logical first phase, right? First get everybody used to this same technology that's in these chips but is first embedded in these cards and get people used to using these cards electronically to be able to make transactions, to be able to buy and sell, to get to work or open up a bank account or all that stuff. But see, there's only one fatal flaw with all those cards. You can lose it. You could misplace it. It could be stolen, right? But hey, how about if you made that card permanent by getting it implanted in you? Folks, it's a step-by-step plan. But anyway, back in 1981, they said that that's exactly what could happen, that someday chip implants could replace these ID cards. Quote, and this was June 21st, 1981. It said, the chip is placed in a needle, which is affixed to a simple syringe containing an antibacterial solution. The needle is capped and ready to, quote, forever identify something or somebody. Okay? 1998, Time Magazine ran this story. It's called The Big Bang Theory and What It Says About the Future of Money. Last time I checked, it was still up online. You could look at it for yourself. The Big Bang Theory and Big Bang Theory and What It Says About the Future of Money. Listen to this quote in that article. Your daughter, your daughter can store the money any way she wants, on her laptop, on a debit card, even in the not too distant future, on a chip implanted under her skin. That's in 1998. The very same year, BBC covered the first known human microchip implantation. A couple years later, 2002, the FDA approved a microchip implant for humans. Well, why would they approve that if there's no plans for ultimately getting everybody chipped? Folks, and that was back in 2002. Okay, how far has it progressed now? The very next year, 2003, all of a sudden we start seeing proposals that, hey, we need to keep kids safe with a microchip implant. The very same year, the EU starts putting out reports that, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could chip everybody, then we can monitor the people who visit our countries. The next year, you started seeing people not just get chipped for tracking purposes, you started seeing people get chipped to make financial transactions, and it became the thing to do to pay for your drinks and things in bars, and it was just the cool in crowd thing, you know. But that's actually happened. 2004, you started seeing dignitaries around the world get microchipped, you know, in case they get abducted in some of these third world countries where it's not safe. The same year, all of a sudden, there was proposals that, you know what we need to do? We need to implant chips in police officers' hands so that only they could fire their guns. Now, folks, that was back in 2004. What in the world do you think we see today? Because of all these shooting crises, now it's progressed to what was predicted back in 2004. They're called smart guns, and they're now developing the technology that not just police officers, but nobody will be able to fire a gun unless you either have an RFID tag either on your finger or as a wristband, or one of the prototypes they got out now is you will not be able to fire your gun unless you have a microchip implant embedded in the fatty part of your hand. We actually shared the actual video on that. Folks, in 2004, they forewarned what was coming, and it's happening right now as you're listening to this broadcast. But then all of a sudden, the very next year, 2005, they say, hey, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if we just had a digital birth ID? You know, as soon as somebody gets born, then we give them some sort of a digital ID. And, folks, that's exactly what they're pushing for. In the same year, it wasn't just a proposal, but there was a chief of police who did get microchipped, and this is in New Jersey, and he didn't just get microchipped, saying, you know, it's going to keep him safe in case, you know, he got in a wreck, and, you know, they could have his vital information if he was unconscious. But he starts advocating, quote, forced government chipping to buy and sell. So it's going beyond just tracking. Now it's starting to be used for financial transactions. And notice he's using the word forced government chipping. 2006, the very next year, you started to see a trend that employees at certain companies were getting microchip implants in order to unlock doors and things of that nature. The very same year, also, Verichip, one of the premier companies that originally started coming out and pushing out this technology back in the day, they've changed their name from Verichip, they started to sell, and they came out with this baby protection system. Well, hey, that's only a year after they started proposing a digital birth ID. It's almost like it's all being mapped out. And the same year, there was talks of doing the same thing for the military. You see, the military for a while now has been using these tracking devices on their soldiers on the battlefield with these GPS devices. But, hey, you know, those devices, they could get knocked off, they could lose them, you know, in a battle, you know. But what if we had the soldiers microchipped, and then we could track them no matter what? And that's not going to fall off. It's inside you. Folks, those are actual things that are going on right now. Now, the propaganda started to pay off because in 2006, all of a sudden, at least in the media, you start seeing this promotion of these younger folks and younger couples just thinking that, man, these microchip implants are awesome. And then they started putting out polling data the same year, how everybody wants to pay with a chip under their skin. Isn't it great? And I don't know if you guys have learned this, but my personal opinion on the polls, at least some of the big well-known ones, they're really not so much the reflection of the opinions of people as they are to create the opinions of people, okay, because I don't necessarily trust in their accuracy. But anyway, so they start pushing that, oh, yeah, don't you want to be cool? Everybody wants to get a microchip on their skin to be able to specifically pay for it. The very next year, they start putting microchip implants into Alzheimer's patients, you know, in case they get lost. You know, this would be great, won't it? And then you see that the very same year that Microsoft develops this device, that they have a patent system. Listen to what this thing will do. It could link workers to their computers to, quote, read their heart rate, their skin response, their brain signals, their respiration rate, their body temperature, their movement, their facial movements, facial expressions, and blood pressure. The system could also alert employers to changes in the worker's mental or physical health. Well, how would you like to get one of those if you had to work? So you get this implant, and they not only can track you with it, but they can monitor everything about you, including if you're goofing off. But folks, this is really the society that we are headed for. This is what they're creating, okay? And then the very next year, they began to develop another microchip to put under the skin to detect bio threats, right? Let's say somebody had a disease. And see, people don't realize how sophisticated, Dr. Monteith, this technology has become. It's gone way beyond just being a tracking device. And it's now starting to go even way beyond being able to simultaneously store data as well as make financial transactions. These things can monitor your, if it's inside you, it can monitor your health vitals. It can sniff out certain things in the air that's close by. And so this chip can also detect bio threats. Like, let's say that there's somebody dropped a disease or something, and you know, it could detect that. Wouldn't you want to have that early warning system? Or vice versa. Let's say that somebody was a carrier of a disease, and it would throw off an alarm, you know, because of the microchip. And of course, you know, with the big border issue that's going on right now, most people don't realize that what's coming across the border is a whole ton of diseases. And one of the reports I just recently read was including leprosy is coming across the border. And, oh, by the way, they're putting them in vans and buses, and they're shipping them all over the United States. So, gee, that'll spread all that stuff. But, hey, you know what? Create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. We got this horrible crisis going on at the border, and we need a way to not just monitor people and who they are and identify them and track them wherever they go, but we need a way to monitor to see if these people are healthy or not. You know? It's too bad if there couldn't be some technology that would be convenient that could do it all in one. Well, they have it, folks. And don't think for a second that this border crisis was not something that was man-made. We could put a stop to it, lickety-split. We don't want to. I think that obviously it's going to be allowed to spiral out of control. And then the issue that you need to see is what is going to become the panacea to, quote, fix the border crisis. And because, folks, we've actually shared actual video clips, but for several years, one of the things that they've been crying out for in order to handle the borders all over the world is we need to get people microchipped. And that way we will know who somebody is. We will know if it's a terrorist trying to come across. We'll know that if it's an illegal alien. We'll know if it's somebody with a bio threat that we shouldn't allow into the country. Folks, this is where it's all leading to, okay? And then all of a sudden you're thinking, well, hey, that's not ever going to happen. Well, that's where they started squeezing stuff into various bills in our country. In 2009, the stimulus bill was passed in the United States, and that allowed them to track every individual's person's health records electronically. And it assigned an electronic ID to every person to maintain their health records. Folks, there was so much stuff loaded into the Obama healthcare system when it got passed. Most people don't realize that what came with it is a mandate that all of our health records will now be in the form of an electronic format, okay? And that each person will be given a number. And they have full authority to deduct from your bank account if they need to. This is all in there, folks. Okay? Now, wouldn't it be great if there was some way that we could store all that information onto something that's convenient? You know, all your health records, all your ID, all your lab reports. And wouldn't it be nice if that same device could also be used to pay your hospital bill or just be scanned and they could deduct it from your account and et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Folks, it's all in the microchip. It all does the same thing. And you're thinking, well, they'll never do that. Really? Well, we never thought that they would ever pass the healthcare law, folks, but they did. And what's very interesting, and we shared the actual video clip, is the same two people who were pushing the healthcare law back in the day, long before the current administration was on the board. But this was when Chief Justice Roberts, John Roberts, this is before he was the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. This was when he was being grilled for that position. Guess who he was being grilled by? It was Joseph Biden, who was just a senator at that point, but now he's, of course, we all know, vice president. Well, during that...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
And so much of this is going to be said by all these terrorists out there, all the terrorists want to come to America and do us harm. Well, if that's the truth, then why don't we have more terrorist attacks in America? We've had a few of them, admittedly, but very, very few. And so many of those people who've been sent to prison have been actually the victims of government agents who talk people into committing acts of terrorism or planning acts of terrorism. And they were all financed by our own government. Ladies and gentlemen, the threat of terrorism is artificial. They are using that to establish a system where everyone can be monitored from the cradle to the grave. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, your ministry, your church?
Yeah, sure. You could check us out at our main teaching website. That's getalifemedia.com. 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 Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can join us live for studies at sunriselv.com. That's Sunrise Baptist Church. SunriseLV. LV is in Las Vegas.com. Or you can search for my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, on the internet, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And ladies and gentlemen, we carry Pastor Billy's DVD sets, and we have another number of them. First of all, you want to get to the final countdown, but we have other on UFOs and other items, vitally important. The DVDs he's put together are professionally done with excellent footage you'll never see elsewhere. You need to have this information to understand what's going on today. But go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, you know, as I left out before the break, is, you know, if you're thinking this really isn't heading towards a mandatory microchip implant, the mandatory healthcare system that we now have, which everybody thought would absolutely never get passed, and but the swing vote was from Roberts, and but a lot of people don't realize, and we share this actual video clip, but from the Senate hearing during his hearing, when he was a candidate for that position, of course, obviously he got the position, but he was being grilled by guess who? Then Senator Joseph Biden. And we show the actual clip. You can see with your own eyes, folks. He says to Roberts, Biden does, he says, you know, he's got some concerns. And he says that there's talk and of a can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track their movement. Quote, there's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Folks, that's from the two guys that were responsible, and there's others, but were responsible behind the scenes and getting the healthcare system that we thought for sure would never be passed, a mandatory healthcare system. So you really think that the same guys who had a discussion prior about a mandatory microchip implant, a tag being implanted in a person's body to track their every movement, you don't think that they would do that too? Folks, all you got to do is, quote, create the right crisis, and they'll have people lining up to get the chip, okay? And again, part of it is you're thinking, oh, they'll never. No, you don't understand that they've done a masterful job of preparing people with the media, with the educational system, to think that this is the right thing to do. And that if anybody ever wants to even equate this with some sort of Mark B system, you're a wacko. And not just a wacko, it's moved to stage two. You're dangerous. In fact, we need to not only shut you up, we need to haul you away and keep you quiet, right? That's where that's moving to. But people are much more receptive today because of that. And you're thinking, oh, come on, are they really? Folks, all you have to do is take a look at their quotes. And this is actually what they want to do. I'm going to share some with you, okay? Digital Angel spokesperson said, quote, we have changed our thinking since 9/11. Now there's more of a need to monitor evil activities. Who's that coming from? That's coming from the people who make these microchip implants. That because of 9/11, as you talked about, Dr. Monti, these terrorists, you know, we've got to figure out some better way, wink, wink, you know, if only somebody could invent something to track people wherever they go. And, well, yeah, that came from the person making these things. Okay, but see, that's become the excuse. You got this crisis on hand. If only we could fix it. Well, microchip implants to the rescue. One of their chief scientists said this. He said, a few years ago, there may have been resistance, but not anymore. People are getting used to having implants. New century, new trend. This will be very, very popular. 50 years ago, the thought of a cell phone where you could walk around talking on the phone was unimaginable. Now, they're everywhere. Just like this cell phone, Digital Angel, these implants, will be a connection from yourself to the electronic world. It will be your guardian, your protector. It will bring good things to you. We will be a hybrid of electronic intelligence and our own soul. And Andy Rooney, we even shared this video clip. He said on 60 Minutes, and I quote, he says something has to change. He said they have to find a better way to identify the bad guys, or the rest of us are going to stay home and watch the rest of the world go on by television. But we need something more permanently identifying safe people. Most of us are never going to blow anything up, and there's got to be something better than one of these photo IDs. A tattoo somewhere, maybe. The Saudis used an American device to scan the eyes of travelers. Quote, I wouldn't mind having something implanted permanently in my arm that would identify me. But hey, if it's good for Andy Rooney, surely it's safe, right? John Walsh, again, they go down the route of we've got to keep the kids safe. He said this about implants. He said, quote, it's a brilliant idea. I wish someone would develop it. Well, good news, John, it's already out there. He said, because number one, time is crucial when a child is missing, and you could locate them by the chip. And even if you weren't lucky enough to locate them, finding the body is crucial for two things, the ending of the search for the parents and helping with the prosecution of the case. So I hope somebody develops it in my lifetime. Well, they have. It's been out for quite some time now. The president of the microchip implant said, quote, it's a shame that recent tragedies seem to have prompted this increased attention, but the only way to assist in the prevention of future tragedies is for parents, law enforcement, and others to become aware of available technologies. Although our technologies have a variety of applications, we believe that the microchip implants and the forthcoming PLD personal locator device have the potential to help safeguard children and provide greater peace of mind to parents. And even Sean Hannity, we show this video clip. He was interviewing the makers of these microchip implants, and this is a direct quote from Sean Hannity. Again, this is all promotion that this is a good thing to do. He said, quote, he loved this idea of putting microchips in kids to keep track of them. Direct quote. You can see the video clip with your own eyes. And another guy, he wrote this, with more Americans than ever before being dependent on government redistribution of wealth and services to get by, acceptance by most people of this technology is not such a far-off proposition, especially with the threat of cutting off access to those services, which people have become dependent upon for survival. Those who refuse the chip, listen to this, folks, those who refuse the chip, of course, would soon be labeled as unpatriotic domestic terrorists, added to no-fly lists, because if you're not chipped, you're probably hiding something, and you're obviously dangerous. And we'd soon see FBI and Department of Homeland Security bulletins distributed to doctors, retailers, and government bureaucrats about how to identify potentially threatening activities of non-chippers. And quote, if you see an unchipped, say something, it is your duty. So this is not 50 years down the road. This is all happening right
hold
now.
Hold the thought, Pastor Billy. Be back in a moment here at the American Business.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Yes, Dr. Stan here, our guest, of course, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, let's pick up for the last segment.
Well, you know, and a lot of people might think, well, you know, this isn't, you know, are they really thinking about this? Well, folks, what they're doing is they're also combining this with a matrix system, and that matrix system is the Internet. And if you notice on the Internet, we rely on that thing now not just for information, but we do all kinds of things, including financial things. We can buy online, we sell online, we bank online. Of course, we do our study and our research online. We store all of our information online, even personal information. You don't need hard drives anymore. It's all in the cloud is the latest thing. You watch TV online. You register online. You make appointments online. You shop online. We do anything and everything online. Well, all that's being tied together because you can do that on a global scale. It's a matrix system. Now, guess what they're proposing that you need now in order to connect with the matrix that you're doing everything, including buying and selling now and making financial transactions. You need some sort of a official government ID. The Obama administration, folks, is not only working on plans to require all American workers to obtain a national biometric identification card, but they also want to create an Internet ID for all Americans, and it's going global. So we're all used to this matrix system now, and now they want us to be able to have approval to access it. Okay, that's called control. And speaking of information, Internet, what people don't realize is maybe it'll start off with a card, a national ID card, or an Internet ID card, or both all in one card in order to access the matrix. But believe it or not, the founders of Google are saying it's going to go further than that. This is from Sergey Brin, and he admitted, this is Google's co-founder, he admitted, quote, their goal is to, quote, be like the mind of God, where they want to know everything about you. And, quote, it's a future that they are working feverishly to make a reality now. And you think, well, how are they doing that? How are you going to connect everybody to this matrix system at all times? Well, the first step that they've come out with is the latest device called Google Glass, okay? And what these are they're a set of glasses that you put on your head. And what it allows you to do wirelessly is you can connect to the Internet, the matrix, and you can Google anytime, anywhere, no matter where you go. You don't have to be around a computer, nothing like that. You could be on the road, whatever. And it comes inside the information, like if you call up a map. And it's all voice-activated, too, a lot of it. And you call up a map, and it comes and appears on the inside of the glasses, okay? And everybody loves glasses today. I mean, have you noticed that glasses are making a major comeback? And don't you want to be cool? In fact, people buy glasses with no prescription just to have a pair of glasses because everybody needs glasses. Well, they've come out with Google Glasses, okay? And so you are now able to access this matrix wherever you go. You're not limited to being stuck to a computer anymore, okay? But that is just step one. Okay, they've also come out with what's called Google Wallet. At the same time, they've got the Google Glasses to make it ubiquitous to access this matrix at all times. Now they have a service that you can get all your financial information through Google as well and do all your shopping using your Google Wallet electronically. So they keep account of that for you. Now, let's go to the next step. Step one is to get us connected to this matrix system at all time with Google Glasses. Step two is to get it into a microchip inside your head. Now, see, you think I'm joking. I'm going to share with you an actual quote. Quote, soon Google hopes to have the ubiquitous presence of a personal assistant that never stops working, capable of conversing naturally in any language. Ultimately, as Paige and co-founder Sergey Brin have asserted, quote, the goal is to insert a chip inside your head for the most effortless search engine imaginable. Now, why would they want to do that? Well, because you all know, I mean, these glasses can slip off your head, or somebody could steal them, or you could lose them. But you know what? Not if you had a Google chip inside your head. And if you don't think that that's part of this step-by-step plan, then listen to this. Quote, the first stage of this new level of intimacy is Google Glass. So they admit it. Okay? Their first step in, quote, being like the mind of God, knowing everything about you, handling all your financial information, handling all your financial transactions, and getting you to be connected to the matrix at all times. That is now what we are completely getting dependent upon for everything, buying and selling and research and banking, the whole nine yards, is to first get you used to these new devices called Google Glasses on your head, but they already admit that's stage one of getting a Google microchip inside your head. Folks, it would sound like a science fiction story, make-believe, if that's not exactly what they are saying with their own mouth. They're coming out. And you think, well, man, that'd be crazy. You'd think you'd kind of keep that under the wraps because that's too freaky. Well, that's the point. It's not too freaky for a lot of people nowadays because they have been brainwashed and, quote, educated in the media and the educational system. You and I in our generation and above might look at this as absolutely crazy. But down below, folks, this is great stuff. In fact, why are you old folks making a big stink about this? Don't you realize this is what we need? Don't you realize this will solve the identity crisis, the border crisis, the terrorist crisis, the financial crisis, the government crisis, and all these crises? If we can all just get a microchip implant, it'll make our lives so much more better and so much more productive. In fact, one guy in an article, he says, hey, listen to this. If you get a microchip, this could be your life. How would you like to avoid waiting in lines for the rest of your life? Breeze through everywhere like you own the place. Watch lights snap on, doors open automatically, money pop out of ATMs as you approach. Never have to show an ID, buy a ticket, carry keys, remember a password, uh-uh. You'd leave stores loaded with packages and walk right past the cashiers. You, quote, wouldn't have to carry a wallet, ever. Family and friends can find you instantly in a crowd. These latest injectable devices have taken things a step further. What next? I approach my car, which knows who I am. The door swings open. The driver's seat and steering wheel adjust automatically to my usual setting. The radio starts to play my favorite station, and a speech unit offers to navigate me to the airport. As I board the airplane, a sensor in the aircraft door activates the chip, which tells the onboard flight system who I am. Welcome. Seat 4A is ready for you. This flight is worth 450 air miles. I arrive in New York and hire a car, which also recognizes me and adjusts accordingly. The hotel room unlocks and bills me as I enter. Room services arrive to stock the fridge with favorite items that they know I like, plus the extras I usually order. Quote, none of this is science fiction. All this is possible with today's technology. We're connecting them together.
Well, we're out of time, Pastor Billy. Thank you so much. We'll talk again real soon. But it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power.
Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
This is the time when I need to remind all our listeners there and in Colorado that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, trying to educate the American people about the spiritual component of what's going on today, because we're not fighting certainly a psychological war or certainly a political war. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people really have no idea what's going on today. Most people simply want to be allowed to live their life. But you're not going to be allowed to live your life, ladies and gentlemen. The people in charge know exactly what they're doing, and they're moving us step by step towards the totally regulated society where everything you do will be monitored and controlled by the internet, by chips. We're moving basically towards a totally regulated society. And suddenly, what we need to do is get the American people to understand that we've got to block them. Otherwise, freedom as we know it will simply become a remembrance of things past. We will be chipped and regulated from the cradle to the grave, and the vast majority of the people and their families will be eliminated. There really is a population control component to what's going on today. We're moving towards a major financial catastrophe. We're moving towards a third world war. What's going on over in the Middle East is simply a prologue to it. As we noted at the very beginning, there's no reason at all for Israel to actually be rocketed by Hamas. All Israel has to do is simply cut off the water and the gasoline and the electricity and the food to Gaza, and the people there, the Palestinians, would stop the rocket attack. But you see, they don't want to. They want to be able to justify the Hamas attacking Israel and Israel attacking Hamas. And this is a prelude to a much bigger war over there. When it's going to come, I don't know. I'm not a prophet, but it's all manipulated. And this is why we do what we do, trying to get people to understand that all during the Vietnam War, we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the South Vietnamese, who killed our boys. I was personally told by the American ambassador to Laos, William H. Dodd, and a four-star Marine general, Lew Walt. And incidentally, you can get that, my interview with Lew Walt, on DVD from Radio Liberty. But both of them told me we could have ended the war in 6 weeks. We didn't. We fought it for 8 weeks, killed for 8 years, killed 58,000 American boys, totally unnecessarily. Same thing with World War II. We financed the Germans all during World War II, both before the war and during the war. And then after the war, we helped the Nazis escape. And if you haven't certainly read the book, America's Nazi Secret, you need to get it, or got our 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.